Hey Rob, how's it going?
Yeah, good. Good, good.
Well, welcome to our second podcast where we're here to talk about dance and dancing in Red Deer and Country Pride Dance Club.
Yeah, this is just going to be a short one, kind of an introductory as far as all of the topics that we've come up with so far. And we'd like to encourage people, if they watch this and they've got some burning questions they'd like us to talk about a podcast topic, to shoot us a message and let us know.
Absolutely, because there is a lot to talk about, and I'm sure we haven't thought of all of it, but we have thought of a lot. Got a list here going. It's tremendous. So I'll just start off with number one. Well, the first thing that we'd like to cover would be fear of taking dance lessons.
Yeah, so this will definitely be a topic all on its own, and I think a lot of people have just been, a fear that of the unknown if they've never taken a dance class before, to come out. And we're going to talk about the most common issues that, as an instructor over the years, what I've seen and how we conquer that.
It's a great question, and that fear of dance lessons comes up in a lot of different ways, so I think that's a great place to start. We'll also be talking about why take dance lessons? Why take them at all?
Yeah. And one of the biggest things there that we get asked questions about is that people have a public event that they've been frustrated. They could have went to a wedding and they just had to sit, or the husband and wife are out for an event and again, they don't want to get up and dance. So, just why take a lesson? I think it's just to be more able to be out there socially. But people also want to learn. So we're going to talk about that in some detail.
Absolutely, there are a lot of ways you can take your dance lessons and your dance skills, and you can really make it suit your life and what you want to do, which I guess leads into the benefits of dancing, because there are a lot, and you probably don't know about all of them.
Yeah, and this list has grown over the years, so this is definitely going to be a good podcast topic. There's quite a list, and we have a bunch of those listed on our website. But again, I think just talking about it will make people a little bit more aware.
Absolutely. Country Pride, of course, teaches a lot of different types of dance. So we can discuss, and we will discuss what those types of dance are and why Country Pride teaches them and sort of
Yeah.
where they come from.
Yeah, we'll give a little bit of a brief history on them. Obviously, the most popular is two-step, but even line dancing, even though it's not one of the ones we do on a rotational basis, with all the other 8 or 10 dances that we teach, but it's still very popular, and people like to line dance. So we'll touch on all the different types.
I was shocked to see how popular it still is.
Yeah, it
And
really is.
it's not what you expect. What dancing would you want to learn for a wedding?
Yeah,
This is a common one, I think.
it is. We teach a lot of private lessons, and that's one of the things that comes up the most is people, they come for a lesson, and they say, "What dances do we need to know for our wedding?" And people always think it's waltz, but then they find out that they like other dancing as well, like jive and two-step, obviously, and we've taught others as well. So we'll touch on that, of what people like for weddings.
Do you just a quick question there, do you get the bride and groom usually asking that question, or is it usually like guests?
Well, we've done both. We've had bride and grooms where we've done choreography for, and then they just want to, or others that just want to learn basic dance. But sometimes we have the bride and groom and the bride and groom's parents, and sometimes a man, and they come. And so, sometimes it's a little different for everybody.
I should say, like, I've personally experienced this, and the dance I used at a wedding was jive, so I was really glad I knew how to do that.
Yep, that's one of the more fun ones. As the night gets older at a wedding, I think people like to jive more.
Next up, we got social dance survival.
Yeah, I can say this, even though now we haven't been out social dancing at a bar in quite a while. What do you need to know in order to be able to survive on the dance floor and not kill yourself or run into people on the floor? So we're going to talk about that as a topic too.
social connection, which is a similar subject, but is not the same. How would you describe social connection?
Yeah, social connection is just having something in common with people. I can't tell you how many times that I've traveled and you go to a place, and if you know a little bit how to dance, you've got something in common with those people if they know how to dance too. And so it's a connecting thing. It's a fantastic icebreaker. So I just want to talk about that a little bit more in the podcast too.
Yeah, actually, that's going to be a fun one. I hope I'm in on it, because there's going to be a lot of podcasts. What types of music do we dance to?
Oh, that question we get asked the most. So we're going to spend a little bit of time on that one. You know, what do you dance to this song? What do you dance to that song? And what do you listen to in order to be able to figure that out? So it's not teaching you how to dance. It's helping you figure out what dances to do to what music.
And,
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be a good one, because the lessons really help with it, but it's a common question.
Yeah.
Date night dancing.
Yeah, we have this one story of a private lesson. It really rang home with me, is that sometimes I think people get so busy in their day-to-day lives that they forget that dancing is something they can do with their partner. This one husband, he surprised his wife and came to a private lesson with us and didn't tell his wife. Well, she was in tears. She was so happy about that.
What?
Oh, it was crazy. Made us cry. So,
wow.
You know, people need that something other than just day-to-day living. And I think dancing can be that for them.
Absolutely. Now we have, who's leading? What's this all about?
Who's leading? Partners on the dance floor. Having both people try to lead just doesn't work. You need a leader and a follower. Typically, the guy is the leader and the female is the follower. But this topic is more about partnership and how you can look good on the dance floor, and how, see, even if you watch somebody who's 80 years old, they don't know a lot of dance moves, but they just look good together. So we're going to talk about that.
Excellent. So we have, this is actually fun, the stages of dance learning.
Yeah, and that can sometimes be painful, because you go through these stages where in the beginning you don't know anything, to eventually you get to a point where you don't even realize what you're doing anymore, but you're just really enjoying dancing for the pure love of it, and you're listening to the music. But it does take some practice and some time to get to that point. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna go through that and what it takes.
Yeah, because it doesn't take as long as someone might think. And you get to the good part pretty quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So dance floor etiquette, I mean, it's going to be an important one. There's probably some stuff there that folks don't expect, but everyone appreciates.
Yeah, and this was one of my things with the Alberta Country Western Dance Association, was to try to get some publication or some information out to the bars so people wouldn't kill each other on the dance floor.
But right.
Just understanding there can be a flow of dance on the floor and everybody can have fun at the same time.
Two-step versus jive.
That's another good one. A lot of people get confused. Again, this is music-driven.
Yes.
And thinking that two-step with the turns is all, it's jive and back and forth, and they don't know how to differentiate the two. What's confusing is that you can actually do jive and two-step to the same music.
Right.
So we are going to talk about that and how it works.
Excellent. Waltz. What can you waltz to?
Waltz is another huge misconception. People think because the song is slow that it's automatically a waltz. So we're going to talk about music and timing a little bit, just to help people understand that a waltz has a 3/4 timing to it, whereas anything that's a slow song and it's in 2/4 or 4/4 timing, that's not necessarily a waltz.
Great. Swing dance.
Swing dance is a huge topic. We do three types of swing, jive, East Coast, and West Coast. So we're going to talk about the differences of those and what music actually works best to all of them.
We have partner connection which is definitely worth a chat.
Yeah, that again gets kind of back up to what we were talking about a little bit earlier about who's leading, but you know, kind of just the points of connection with your partner that again isn't specific to just one dance, but can be used for all dances. And it's just something basic that people, if they understand the idea, it'll help them with their dances.
So would you say that's literally like how you're physically connecting during the dance?
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. When it comes to feeling the music, I mean, some of us, like me, obviously, that was a place that we had a lot to learn. So we've decided to make that a topic.
Yeah, feeling the music, again, I think with in the beginning, when you don't know that there's certain steps that go with music and the dance, you just dance to the music. You have no idea what you're doing. And then you go through the stage of learning that we'll talk about, that you know there is some footwork that can go with it. But eventually you get to that point again where you just put the footwork that you've learned to the music and you can just really feel the dancing or feel the music and dance to it.
When to get serious and when to have fun in dance.
Oh boy. I have seen that so many times when people take lessons and they get way too serious, way too fast. And, you know, it is just dancing. So I think making sure people realize you got to have fun with it. If you get too serious about it, it can get a little stressful and you don't want that.
Yeah. I feel like this one in a way ties into social dance survival, because you can be having fun and maybe your partner is really serious and then you've got to know how to put them at ease. Actually, that's happened a lot.
Yes,
it has. It's a good one to talk about. Yeah,
absolutely.
Now, there is dance team involvement, which in some ways is unique to Country Pride, I guess.
Yeah, so a lot of these topics we've touched on here up till now have been stuff that I think just anybody, the general public, would like to know. But then if people want to get a little bit more serious, we're going to talk about, and serious, I just said have fun, but if they want to get more involved, we'll talk about the dance team and learning dance performances that we do, and the high and the thrill of getting to perform in public, because it is a lot of fun.
Absolutely. We have social dance versus competitive dance.
Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunities there.
There is. There's a big world of dance that we'll touch on here next, but just competitive dancing is slightly more intense, I want to say. There's different figures or patterns that you need to learn in order to be able to do competitive dancing.
Right.
I used to compete years ago, but I have to say social dancing, just for the fun of it. I mean, it can still be a lot of moves and you can learn how to do stuff, with choreography, but it just doesn't have to be quite as intense. And you're not competing against anybody. It's just for yourself.
Now, there is the history, or I guess the legacy, of dance in Alberta, because a lot has gone on. A lot of people work in dance in Alberta, and that's going to be a fun one to talk about. That's something you've seen a lot of.
Being involved over the time period that I have, I've really seen it change a lot over the last, how many years? Yeah.
I'm not going to say, I don't know.
Well, I've been with Country Pride for 30. So before that, it's probably closer to 40 years I've been involved with dancing here in Alberta. And I've seen it change a lot. So we're going to talk about that.
Which takes us to the world of dance.
Yeah,
literally.
In this topic, we're going to talk about the different communities. I mean, we're obviously in the country dance community, but there's also swing, there's ballroom, there's Latin, and one of the beauties of country dancing in particular is we get to kind of pick and choose and steal from those different art forms whenever we feel like it. West Coast swing, we've stole from the swing community. Same with East Coast swing. Stuff like waltz and cha-cha, or waltz in particular, is ballroom. Cha-cha is more from the Latin. So a lot of that is dictated by the music that we listen to in country.
Right.
And so then we kind of pick the dances that we like to from the rest of the world of dance out there. So yeah, we're going to touch on that.
Excellent. What is country dance?
That is a really, really loaded question. Right. It has definitely changed over the years. And we're going to talk about that. The stuff my parents grew up listening to is not what you listen to on the country stations today. Sometimes I have to say I'm having a harder time relating to some of the stuff that's on the country stations today. But I guess that's because I've been doing this for 40 years.
Yeah.
It has changed and continues to change. And that's been a really hard one to pin down. So yeah, we're going to touch on that as well.
So this is obviously a lot of really interesting things to get into. And I mean, I'm sure we'll think of more. Plus, you know, people will probably submit questions to us.
I hope so.
Yeah. So that means if you have something you want to ask that you don't know about Country Pride and you think we can answer, then fire away.
Yeah, please don't be shy. And like Stuart said, if there's topics that some of this stuff has made you think of, please shoot us a message and we'll put it on the list to talk and chat about.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, we want to address the things that people are wondering. And that's the easiest way is directly. But then also these questions will hopefully get you wondering about, you know, if this is something you'd like to try, which is really the best part.
Definitely. Well, Stuart, I want to thank you again for your time today and chatting with me. And yeah, I'm looking forward to doing this, getting a lot of this stuff recorded. It'll be good to have as a resource for our club and anybody who wants to access it.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, thanks a lot, Rob. Have a great day. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.